than a hip-hop album review, Shabazz Palace's Les Majesty. Now, before we get into the review, Mike has a special announcement.
On August 28th, in Atlanta, Georgia, Shabazz Palace is going to be playing The Basement. So in conjunction with Speakeasy Promotions, we are doing a ticket giveaway. So make sure you go to deadendhiphop.com, look for the tab that says Shabazz Palace's giveaway, click it, sign up, do all that. If you live in the Atlanta area or if you're feeling like driving into Atlanta to see Shabazz Palace's, hey man, you don't want to pay for a ticket? Holla at your peoples, man. Deadendhiphop.com. You know, we got all the... Oh, god damn.
Damn, right?
Vibrate. These hoes, man. These hoes ain't loyal. Sorry. That's it, really.
Shabazz Palace's, man. It's been 3 years since we reviewed a Shabazz Palace project. The first one was Black Up. And on that one, yo, I thought it was cool. I definitely liked the production, and that's the main thing I can say I like about this one. The first 3-4 times I listened to this, every single damn thing went over my head. I'm like, yo, what are they talking about? What is being said? I can barely hear them. And I think that was my biggest negative about this album. And it starts with the first track, Dawn of Luxor. I'm over here, I'm listening to it, and I'm turning it up, and I hear nothing but beat. And I'm barely hearing the artist. And I'm like, yo, what is going on? So that really threw me off. And that's my main gripe about this. When we did Black Up, I was telling Mike way back then, like, Mike, I fuck with it. I like the beats. They banging the whip. This, that, and the third. I never got, lyrically, I never got it. And he was like, man, you gotta go to Rap Genius. So after my first 3-4 listens and I couldn't understand anything, I went to Rap Genius to get some explanation. And once that shit was broken down in layman's terms for people like me, because I don't know if y'all get it, first time listening, oh my God, I understood everything. I didn't understand shit. I definitely needed it to be broken down for me, because everything that was being said was going over my head except for one. I had a breakthrough moment with Shabazz Palace's on the track Motion Sickness. This is the first time that I listened to a Shabazz Palace's track that I didn't need no explanation. I got it first through, and I'm like, all right, cool. So I definitely, that was definitely one of my favorite joints. Once I actually started digging and doing some research as to what the hell they were talking about, Forerunner Foray was definitely one of my one of the tracks that I loved about it. There's a line that says, I'm the ISIS, weighed up on the bottom of some fly shit. Priceless, but down there at the top, I can't find shit. So I'm like, when I heard, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. So the little breakdown said, what do you mean? Oh, I'm going to break down. I'm going to break down because I thought it was dope as hell. It was a picture of an iceberg flipped upside down. So essentially, that's what he's talking about when he says, I'm the ISIS. So being the ice. And when you flip it upside down, obviously, from our perspective, the iceberg is only so big. But underneath the water is way bigger. So he's saying priceless, but down there, he's at the top of it, so he can't find nobody else. So I thought that was dope. I would have never known that. So the top of hip-hop, quote unquote, sure, the commercial shit, it looks big from the top, but really underneath, which is underground hip-hop, is way bigger. And he's saying that he at the bottom of the top, so the bottom of that shit, he don't see nobody, so he's at the top of the underground. So when he said that, I'm like, holy fuck, like that's what got me. And just reading and just looking at those lyrics, I would have never got that. You know what I'm saying? And the majority of this album is like that. And that is Shabazz Palace's. It's not something, at least for the most people, I definitely consider myself the common man. I didn't get it. I definitely need an explanation. But I do like that in their own weird way, they are talking about, you know, things that's happening in commercial hip hop. You know, they're making a mockery of commercial hip hop, like on the track Cake. They're also talking about, you know, social things that's happening. And they're also talking about, you know, the quote unquote G shit that happens. And, you know, what kind of code are we trying to live by, and what are we really putting in these raps? You know what I'm saying? Once you actually decipher and break it down, these guys are on a whole nother level. But for me, it's not really my taste, because it goes over my head too much. But like I said on Black Up, the thing that I do appreciate about them is that I can listen to it musically and just enjoy myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problems with that. I like the experimental sound because it's not too abrasive. You know what I'm saying? Especially on this project, it's definitely not abrasive. And you know, like when you listen to the track Down 155th on the MCM Snorkel, like that joint was dope. And the first when I first heard it, I'm like, yo, this is some boom bap shit that they playing. But it's still experimental. Like it's still them. Like they could take influences of a lot of different things and still make it weird and push the envelope far. And I really like that track. That's another standout track for me because they were giving you the and this is another one that didn't need too much explaining. You know, I kinda got it. You know, they were just giving you the story of how hip hop was started and hip hop in New York and in it, you know, they gave you where it is now. You know what I'm saying? I can sit down and listen to this and it definitely the beats bump. I mess with Shabazz Palaces, but I don't know if it's like something that I can just always, I don't know if I won't have a reason to just go and listen to this whole project back again because it's not like I'm gonna sit there and listen to it and get it. Like I'm gonna have to sit there, listen to it on the computer and read the lyrics and decipher a whole bunch of stuff. But for what they do, this shit is dope.
I like Shabazz Palaces. I think this one, I couldn't connect with it. You know, I even went to Rap Genius and read the lyrics, and I'm not doing all that research you did. I ain't got time for that. I guess thank you, FIFO, for, you know, educating people that decided to go through all of the extra effort. I like Black Up and some of the two EPs that they dropped. You know, I like those projects, and, you know, I commend them for not staying stagnant. And you know, abandoning that sound and saying, you know, that's what we did before in the past. You know, we're gonna head into a different direction. I think for me on this album, I just wasn't able to go with them.
See, you think it's because there's less jazz influence on this album, probably?
Maybe. I think that could definitely be a factor because you know when I think about the album before that, you know, it was there, and you know, just when you know it wasn't. But in spite of all of that, I'm still able to adjust. And I wasn't able to kind of adjust to the different things that they were doing on this particular album. So that's what I'm saying. So that's why for me, it just wasn't really there for me. And so now that, you know, FIFO has dropped all that knowledge, shit, you know.
Leave him alone.
I'm not. No, I'm serious. Like, we went and did all that research. I'm not going to do that. This one didn't quite do it, so I just had to tap out. Just had to tap out of this one. I'm sorry.
I wasn't really concerned with the rapping. The rapping was great to me. It was just, yeah, some of the production and the spaced out interludes, I think, that was in like in that middle of the album, like track 4, 5, 6, and 7. It was like right before Ishmael. Right before Ishmael. And it was like it kinda like got off for me, it's like it got off track right in the middle. It got back up on Ishmael and down 155th and Divine Form Cake and I like Mind Glitch though. Did you like Mind Glitch? I like Mind Glitch and Motion Sickness and New Black Wave. But for the most part, it was like a hit or miss album for me. You know, my other track I do like a lot too, and it reminds me of some Fly Lotus type shit. It's a Forerunner. Foray, that reminds me. If you listen to Fly Lotus, that puts me right in that Fly Lotus type of production. But yeah, it's kind of like this particular album, I didn't really like connect with it that good like I did with Black Up. And like I said, for me, I'm gonna say it was because it was like a lot of good jazz influence, and I love that genre. So when I heard that, and you know with the MC, I'm like, okay, yeah, Black Up, that's it. That's the album for me. But this one. You know, and I appreciate them going a different route, and then because I think they said it, they were like they want to do something completely different. Because Black Up, that was they passed that, they doing something completely different. So, yeah, it didn't really grab me that much. Like I said, I think that middle part just really threw me off. Them little interludes just kind of like messed it up for me because I'm like, what the heck? And then they go to the next track, I'm like, that was it. And you know, I'm like, that was it. Like, what's going on here? But yeah, it was okay. Like I said, the production, some of it remind me of some Fly Lotus, which I like too, but. Yeah, it's like really hit or miss. There's some tracks on it that I really like, and then some tracks I was just like, nah. I ain't really feeling it that much. So I think another thing that's cool about it is the way they use the 808s. I think, you know, they use the 808s a different type of way that you won't hear from a typical, I guess, southern boom shit or whatever. So I, that's one thing I do like from the production. Is like, I'm like, damn, they using these 808s pretty creatively. It was okay, I guess. I guess it was just kind of like, you know, nothing to really be like how I was with Black Up. Like, yeah, this shit was nice. Like, I love it. I love everything about it. I love musically. I love it. The MC, I love it. Musically for this one, it was just like, yeah, it's not for me that much. So
I got the same feeling I got with Black Up, but amplified. Like, I thought this shit was great. There wasn't as much jazz influence on this one, which so I didn't expect you guys to really care for it. They went the more ambient, you know, soundscape-ish, weird, spacey type route. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend I know what the lyrics mean or what they're about. You know, the majority of this shit goes straight over my head, like FIFO said. Even if I rap genius these lyrics, they're still not gonna make any sense. Because usually Rap Genius has the annotations. If you go to Rap Genius and look this shit up, there's barely any annotations on this because, right, with certain albums, Rap Genius is necessary. So you can break down the lyrics and you can really understand what the rapper was talking about. With this album, I don't think that that's really necessary to enjoy it. You have some lyrics where they might code certain things and you have to try to figure out what they mean. Then you have those more, you know, poetic lyrics where you just kind of take what you want from them. You know, like there's certain lines that you'll hear, like meet us there, we throwing cocktails at the fur. You don't really need Rap Genius for that. You just take that lyric and you can kind of relate that to any, you know, rebellious time or rebellious act. Going into They Come in Gold, that was when I really started to notice the genius of what they were doing with this album. I don't think you really need to be diving so hard into lyrics. Yeah, it's cool to try to figure them out, but I think the reason that they're muffled, the reason that they're kind of like not putting them in the forefront is because they don't want you to focus on one thing over something else. You're not gonna walk away from this album and have an overly opinionated view on one aspect of it. You're not gonna walk away and say, man, I really like the beats, but I don't really like the rapper that much. Or I really love the rapper, but I don't really like the beats. It's one big package that's stuck together. It's all about the overall focus and feeling of this album versus one thing over another. The way that they compose these tracks, the weird time signature changes, the weird pitch changes, just the way, like, if you remember They Come in Gold, the way it's, the beat just completely changes in the middle of the track and goes to something else.
Barely.
The thing about it is, it sounds so awkward, but at the same time, it sounded so perfect. Noir Romantics, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. That was another one of my favorite tracks. That super lush production, and I think his vocals fit perfectly with that track, especially when it ends and he's doing the touch and agree part. It just sounds so good. Down on 155th in the MCM Snorkel. I have no idea what the hell that title means, and I'm not gonna try to figure it out. But all I can say is, I love the way it sounds. That dark, almost industrial beat, the way he's rhyming, it sounds great. But my shit was cake, eating cake, eating cake. And I do think that was their way of kind of like poking fun at the kind of brainless mainstream rap. You know, I'm the purveyor of this, I forgot what he said, I'm the purveyor of this dope shit, eating cake. Like, it's really silly, but it's dope as shit. And Suspicion of a Shape, that was definitely one of my favorite tracks. The really dark, almost noisy beat. It sounds like something one of my favorite groups, Current 93, would do, or like Stephen Stapleton would do. Like, it's, I can see how this album would definitely not connect with hip-hop fans the way Black Up did. Black Up was more of a sound that was easier for hip-hop fans to digest. This sound, it's more ambient. It's more something that not a lot of hip-hop fans, I feel, would really be into. You know, so it makes sense that you guys are kind of like, oh, you know, I'm not really that into it. Because it's not jazzy. It's not. It's just, it's weird. And it seems like listening to the album, it gets weirder and weirder as it progresses. Yeah. And by the time you're done, there was like one track, I forget which one it was. Solemn Swears. Like that track. That track made no sense.
Rice, something like Donald Duck.
Oh, I don't know. Because I didn't pay attention that hard to the lyrics. I was really just listening to the overall sound of the album. And on Solemn Swears, by the time you're done listening to it, you're like, what the fuck did I just hear? Yeah. What the fuck was that? But again, if you listen to it, as a whole, that track is 1:38. Next one's under 2 minutes. Next one's 1:35. This was definitely, to me, on some completely next level shit. And I just found it fantastic. I think it's great. And I wish I had listened to this before I did my top five, because this might have snuck in there.
These beats, man, like just like Black Up to me, man, these beats bang. I love their production mainly. I listen to them mainly for their production. And I thought it was an overall good album. It's just, it's not something like I'm very gung-ho about, so.
I do like Shabazz Palaces. I just didn't overall care for this album because I felt disconnected to it. And that's why I tried to listen to it as many times as I did, because I wanted to make sure that if there was something in it that I wasn't getting, then I tried to make sure that I exhausted as many opportunities to get it as possible. And as Mike said, it really ain't shit to get.
So. I like some of the songs, you know. I like some of the production and everything on there. It just, as a whole, I was like, ah, man. And I like Black Up. I liked them. It went a different route. It just wasn't a route that I was really a fan of them going. But, you know, hey, I still listen to what they're going to come out with next or anything else to see what route they go with the next time. But, you know, other than that, yeah, it didn't really connect with me that much. A few tracks here and there, and that's about it. The little interludes and all that other crazy stuff kind of threw me off, but it was all right.
I just love the route that experimental hip-hop is going. I love that we have so many different, you know, gamuts of experimental hip-hop now. Like, I love that it's gone from LP to Techno Animal to Dialect to Death Grips to Moody Black. Like, it's covering so many different areas. Like, it's not just one thing anymore. And what I love about this album is they're showing that it's not just noise. Like, so many people that do experimental rap, they just insert all this weird noise stuff in there. And they're not doing that. Like, they're going more of like the Cabaret Voltaire route, where it's just weird beats. I think this album's stellar. I love it, but I would not recommend this to your average hip hop fan at all. Like, if we were just kicking it and you didn't know what this is, I would not tell you, hey man, go check out Shabazz Palaces. Because I wouldn't expect y'all to like, and if I did say go check it out and you came back and said this shit sucks, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Makes sense that you don't like this. They went a completely side route on this one. And I don't think they're really expecting a lot of people to connect with it. But after listening to this, I cannot wait to see these guys live now, because I want to see how they do this. Like, this is only two dudes from what I understand. It's only two guys. So I think the fact that only two dudes put an album like this together is just phenomenal. And let me clear up. I'm not saying that there's no depth to the lyrics. What I'm saying is I'm not gonna get hung up on trying to figure out what the lyrics mean. You know, there are plenty of lyrics that you know, make sense to me, but they're not ones that I would really just like, you know, if I can't figure it out, I'm not gonna enjoy the album. You know, they're just lyrics that I listen to and I say, okay, I can relate that to something else. Like the one about E.H. Sterling, Forerunners and a punk fist. Like, I don't need to know exactly what he meant. I can relate that to anything if I want to. But yeah, overall, fucking great album. Love these guys.